Oh, it's been a few days. Very, very busy. Just hectic. I want to get on here. I'm going to make sure I do it daily. I had the class last week, so that kind of threw me off Tuesday and Wednesday. We had a large group, over 100 people showed up, and I'm glad the guys are already sending stuff in, the things they caught on to, and hopefully everybody enjoyed the training experience. And I'm going to jump on here today because I want to discuss two things that I really had in my mind, and it was two posts that were shared in the group, one from me and one from Taylor Deramus, or Deramus. Sorry, dude. I don't mean to mispronounce your last name. And it's just about things that I iterate in class, and that's focusing on things outside of the norm. So most cops, when you're trained by your field training officer, whoever may have trained you in your agency, you become that person. So when you're not exposed to think outside of the box a little bit more, you're not thinking outside the box until somebody shows you or exposes you to why you should think outside the box. And the first one is, let's see. Man wanted an ICE warrant, nabbed in brick motor vehicle stop. A guy who's wanted in El Salvador for murder. And happens to be a failure to wear a seatbelt, and he was a passenger in a motor vehicle. Now, how do you think these cops affected this motor vehicle stop and identified this guy? Do you think it's because he told him his name was Felipe Hernandez? They ran it in the computer and nothing came back, and they wrote a ticket to that and let him go? No, it's because these cops were trained to know that the guy's in the back, he's subject to a seatbelt violation, and it's also, I think it was riding in areas where passengers are unattended to, whatever it may be. And they knew they could arrest the person when they're subject to a summons. So they brought him in, fingerprinted, and found out he was a deported ICE immigrant, and he was wanted for murder. So without people taking that next step using the tools 39-525, State versus Pierce, the case law, and State versus Lark, and knowing that you can arrest for a motor vehicle summons for somebody who's subject and you can't figure out who they are, that was employed here. And if more people would really adopt this method, and I know some people are uncomfortable with it, and I have probably talked about this subject 20 times in the past 6 months here on this Facebook page, you would find yourself hitting better stuff. You need to start focusing on the passengers and other people around you in your environment as equally as you do on a driver. Okay, I'm not saying the driver is not less significant. Just the people in the car are just as significant. But a lot of guys I find don't focus on the passengers. You must take your eyes and start to look around. If you took my class, we talk about passengers and not having identification and being subject to a summons. You have somebody on Title 39 offense and they commit that offense and you can't figure out who they are and they're subject to a summons, you can bring them in under arrest. And these are the things that you find out that they were wanted for. Just had one today. Guy did the same thing, gave me a call, affected a Title 39 arrest, found the guy who was wanted on drug distribution. So good for you. Great, great grab. And then the last one is, last I'm going to touch on is, another thing, if you look through the group, how a man riding his bike without a light ended up in jail. And this is from the Sea Caucus guys. Great job in Sea Caucus. And what were they doing? They're focusing on bicycles. Do you think they give a shit if the guy has a light on his friggin' bike or not? No, we know that when people are wanted or criminals, where they're trying to hide from the police, these are the places they're going to hide. Bicycles. How are they going to get around? What's their mode of transportation? Walking, bicycles, trains, buses, taxis. And they continue to dip out on the police because we don't focus on that, because some people put the radar unit on and pull over a car and try to check the guy. And you just got to get this sharper. And case law has given us the ability to use the things, use the tools that the Supreme Court has given us to effectively remove these people from the environment. Dangerous. You know, these are dangerous people, wanted people. People have been killed with murder, rapes, all this stuff. This is how people are caught. It's just these keen cops who kind of know how to look a little outside of the box and pick these things up. He wasn't stopped because he didn't have a light on his bicycle. Well, technically he was. But let's face it, when they couldn't figure out who he was, it gave him the right to bring him back to headquarters on that summons and fingerprint him, and it was a very effective arrest. So if you're uncomfortable with that, know that there's a lot of people in this state and a lot of people in other states that are affecting really good stops outside of the motor vehicle setting as well. Trains, buses, taxis, pedestrian stops, and bicycles. You'll see guys who write in this group that say some of the best arrests they've had were bicycle stops. So you got to start putting your mind into that. And look, if you work at an agency that doesn't appreciate this stuff, that's fine. You always have to listen to your supervisors. I cannot get you out of trouble for insubordination. So I don't know what to tell you, but just know that those people who want it, an agency that are looking, they're seeking answers, and they have an agency that's behind them and backing their proactivity. Here's some more answers. I know a lot of guys write into me and how helpful these videos are. And it's my pleasure to give you this stuff, guys. And I will continue to give you everything that I have up here and I've learned over the years as a law enforcement officer. Happy Father's Day. Have a great night. And I'm going to hopefully be back on here tomorrow and give you guys some more stuff. See you later.